Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, Oklahoma. We at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
The first National Crop Progress Report of the season from USDA is out as of yesterday afternoon, showing that we've planted nationally 2% of the U.S. Corn crop, 6% of the U.S. cotton crop, much of that happening in Texas. When it comes to corn plantings, Texas, 55% of their crop now planted, Oklahoma, 3%, Kansas, 2%. As far as the winter wheat crop is concerned, remarkable numbers as far as the Oklahoma crop is concerned. It continues to be huge as far as the good to excellent ratings. We're talking about 70% of the Oklahoma crop now rated in good to excellent shape, 54% of the Kansas crop rated in good to excellent shape, 30% of the Texas crop right now rated in good to excellent shape. They're a lot more variable as far as their wheat crop is concerned, although it has improved a little bit as well. When you take a look at a 10-day forecast for the state of Oklahoma, no freezing temperatures are anywhere on the horizon, although we're still early enough that we could see some colder air make its way southward and cause us some worry, some problems with this 2021 hard red winter wheat crop. In a conversation from this past weekend with Rod Mozell, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, we were talking, of course, about Casey Shrum being named the 19th president of Oklahoma State University. But we also asked Rod about the upcoming groundbreaking for the new Ag Hall at Oklahoma State University for the Ferguson College of Agriculture. Understandably, as an alum of OSU, he's excited.
What a tremendous deal. I mean, the vision and passion that Dr. Kuhn has shown on that, and hats off to Burns Hargis for all the time and effort he's lent to that effort of working with Dr. Kuhn and the foundation to do all the fundraising and so forth for it. The last time I checked, they'd raised a little bit over $41 million of the $50 million in private funds they were targeting, and I know they're still out actively working on that. So we're really grateful for to Burns Hargis and Dr. Kuhn for the vision and leadership they've had to tackle that project. And, you know, to raise that kind of money for an agricultural project in Oklahoma is just amazing. And it takes a real commitment to that and a real determination. And we've been blessed with leaders that have done that. And so we can't say thank you enough to Dr. Kuhn and to President Hargis and to the regents who've supported this effort. And of course, we're still hunting for folks to give that last $8 or $9 million to, so they won't have to be borrowing money to, for the private fundraising part. So there's still an opportunity for folks to step forward and be a part of this exciting project for the future of our state.
Farm Bureau's Rod Mozell. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Gulf Coast Classic number 6 coming up April 8th and 9th live from the Natchitoches, Louisiana Event Center. Both days starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 58,100 head will be sold. If you'd like details on the schedule for the 2 days, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call 1-800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.